This week I have tried to be a keeper of God's Word. Does that sound strange coming from a minister? I've had a prophetic word given to me. As it's turned out, it's been three different times, and it's the same word from three different people, and I've not told anybody. I shared a little bit back on Monday night. If you want to just get ready, I feel the anointing for preaching this room. I'm getting ready. How many is hot? It's going. All right. You can only make so much of a demand on the power source. If you make more of a demand than the power source is able to give, you're going to short circuit the power source. I just told you a principle in the Word. If you're short circuiting, get more power. Come on. If life is short circuiting you, get more power. What I started to say is that prophetic word was that I spend quiet time in the presence of the Lord. The first time I heard that, it hurt my feelings. Sometimes the word you get is not really easy to receive. It hurt my feelings because I've been spending all the time that I could spend in making more time than most. And yet the Lord is saying, I want more of you. I want more of you. And I said, Lord, you're going to have to give me some explanation because I don't really understand what you're telling me. I don't understand what you're trying to say to me. I'm giving myself to you. I have moved from one of the most beautiful spots in the state of Missouri to Houstonia. How much more are you going to require of me, Lord? Not only that, but you put me in a little old storefront hole in the wall church. I'm just having a conversation with the Lord. How many know sometimes you need to get gut honest with God?
Yes.
Just gut honest. I said, I don't know. How much more can I give? And then he said, I want intimacy. I want intimacy. I want intimacy. I don't want you running in and sitting down and jamming like you're cramming for a test in school. I want intimacy. I want you. I want to spend time with you. I've called you, I've created you so that I would have someone to fellowship with. And if you refuse to get into intimacy, I cannot have the level of fellowship I want. How many is hearing me this morning? Without the Word of God, you cannot get into that place of intimacy because you can't even talk His language without the Word of God. Come on. He can hear the honesty of your heart, but He cannot commune with you what He wants to convey to you because you have not learned His language. Hebrews. Let's go to Hebrews this morning. When God begins to move on you, He's moving on you so that He can move in you. Come on. He will either be moving upon you or He will be moving in you. And His whole process for moving up on you is so that He can move into you. Hebrews, the first chapter. We're going to go back this morning. We preached in Hebrews last week, and I was given a typewritten word from the Lord this week, and I got around to reading that, and I had started already. God was dealing with me about this morning's message, and I'd already preached out of Hebrews, and I said, Lord, am I going back to Hebrews? And He said, yes, you're going back to Hebrews. And I said, what are the people going to think? And He said, let me talk to you a minute. Where's that letter? Where's that typewritten letter that was given to you? So I dug it out. And you know what was in that letter? Don't worry about what people think. Don't be concerned if I keep you in Hebrews for 6 months. I'm talking. And when I talk, you listen. How many is ready to listen to what God's got to say this morning? You see, if you came today not willing to receive, God's going to work on you so that He can work into you. Hebrews 11, chapter 1, verse 1. And I'm going to read first out of a translation that I've had in my office and have used a lot, but it's the Modern English. How many can accept the Modern English as I read it out of the Word this morning? God, who gave to our forefathers many different glimpses of the truth in the words of the prophets, has now, at the end of the present age, given us the truth in His Son. Through the Son, God made the whole universe. And to the Son, He has ordained that all creation shall ultimately belong. Do you realize that we are the possession of Jesus Christ? Now, we got to look at the time frame. I want to do a little historical time frame study here for just a minute. You realize that when Hebrews was written, it was in a time that the old covenant was being replaced by the new covenant. Jesus came to replace the old covenant with a new covenant that was workable. The old covenant was not workable. Religion grabbed hold of the old covenant, and religion is a killer. Come on, the Word without the Spirit, the Word says, killeth.
Yes, that's right.
And the Spirit giveth life. So Jesus came to add a dimension to the old covenant that could not be accomplished in the old covenant. Moses was the instrument that God used to give the old covenant, and all of us know the old covenant, and that is the Ten Commandments. Now, he said, I did not come to do away with that, but I came to add a dimension to that that was not working. That's the time frame that we're now in. Now, what he's saying is, at this present time, the time passed at the end of this present time. So he's in a dimension change. What he's doing here in the Word is in a dimension change. Now, if the dimension change is taking place, then that means that we must have a mental change to understand now the writer of Hebrews. We cannot understand the writer of Hebrews looking through the Old Testament, from the Old Testament into Hebrews to understand Hebrews. We must, in the Spirit, look back to the Old Testament to understand the significance of the Old Testament. Am I making sense? So what he's saying is, at the end of this present age, in other words, we are coming to an end of what we have now had and have enjoyed, and we have heard from the words of the prophet. We've heard God's word through the prophets. Now then, we are going to hear God's word through the Son of God. And that's what he's saying, through the Son of God made the whole universe, and to the Son He has ordained. That means that it is God's will that all creation shall ultimately belong to God. There's not an individual in here. It didn't say to God. I got ahead of myself in the wording here. But to ultimately belong to the Son. And how many knows that the Son of God is God? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Now what he's saying is, we are at the end of, and because we are now at the end of, with this new dispensation, if you will, or this new season of time, it is God's will that every one of us will belong to Him. Everyone that has been created for a purpose, and that's to be the possession of Christ Jesus. Every one of us have that mandate. God wants to own us through the Son. The Son, this Son that He's talking about, the radiance of the glory of God, flawless expressions of the nature of God, Himself, the upholding principles of all that is, affected in person, the reconciliation between God and man, and then took his seat at the right hand of the Majesty on high, thus proving himself by the more glorious name that he has won, far greater than all angels of God.